trying to get caught up on my sleep. That'll happen later on in the week. But we had a short workout with the players yesterday, then a film session. Stayed with the day off today. Looking forward to this week of preparation, getting ready to play a good football team, talented football team, and should be a fun weekend. You know, we're having a I know there's a reunion for to honor the 94 national championship team who actually went down to Miami and won the national championship, you know, playing Miami in Miami. So that should be a good thing for us and for the program, and be fun to honor that football team and those guys that accomplished something great. So I'll open up for any questions.
How much easier will it be to bring your team kind of back on track even after a big win, considering you're playing Miami as opposed to a big State?
We don't approach any different no matter who we play. We need to have a great week of preparation to get ready for this football team. And it's like I said before, whether you're playing McNeese or Miami or anybody, it's about how you approach it during the week and what your mindset is and your focus is going into the game. I mean, playing a team with the tradition that Miami has and the type of talent they have on their football team, I'm sure it'll get our guys' attention.
Health-wise, I think Zach Sturm, Kevin Williams, Riley Burch, you have updates on those guys?
Birch is back. Kevin Williams is fine. Who else did you mention?
Riley and Stirrup.
Stirrup's okay. He was just a little sore. His knee got a little stiff. And Riley's day-to-day. I mean, we're hoping he's back to practice tomorrow.
Hey, Bo. What do you remember from your younger years about that Miami-Nebraska series, you know, where they won all those national championships either way?
To be honest with you, not much. I was in the NFL at that time, it was a long time ago for me as far as where my focus was at that time. But, there's a lot of tradition there. I mean, just the amount of times that Nebraska went down to play in the Orange Bowl, it becomes real obvious to me in recruiting. Is when you're out recruiting down in that area, how familiar, especially some of the older coaches and the people, the parents are with Nebraska because of the amount of times they were down there playing in that Orange Bowl and playing in that series. So, there were some I've seen highlights and things, and there are some great football games in the series.
What are the biggest challenges Miami presents offensively?
I'm sorry, I do remember the game I remember probably the most for me as a kid is the game that where we went for two. There's a Youngstown guy who I know very well. I mean, I grew up with his family, knew his family well when Bernie Kosar was playing quarterback at Miami at that time. So, I remember that game vividly. What's that?
Would you have gone for two?
Yeah, I would have.
So you followed Miami a little bit when Kosar went down there?
We knew the family. I mean, I knew his family, and I just remember that was a great football game. That was two great football teams. I mean, that might have been Nebraska lost that game, but I remember they dominated the second half and just kind of ran out of time there at the end. But I might be one of the best football teams that I ever remember as a kid, that Nebraska team.
Offensively with Miami, how do they stretch you as a defense? What kind of sticks out to you or early evaluation?
Well, they're talented. They have a good running back. A couple good running backs. They're fast on the edge. They got some receivers who can really get down the field on you and stretch you deep. And they're physical up front. They got some pretty good talent.
I think the Fresno State did just the passing game. How much do you think your secondary learned different ways that they stressed you and different things that they threw at you guys before
You know, it was a different type of passing game that you're going to see that we saw from. I mean, there are some similarities in some of the things that Miami does and that everybody does that we saw from Fresno. But they were, you know, they were in four wides looks basically from start to finish, and it was good. It was good for our guys to get. I thought we executed pretty well in the passing game defensively. We did some pretty good things and covered some guys up. Made some mistakes. Got some things, on film that our kids will learn from, and as we always do coming out of a game. But I thought it was good to be able to get, you know, especially some of those younger kids, a lot of snaps.
You mentioned you had a shorter workout yesterday. What was the day like? When did you guys actually get back? And are you worried at all about did it shorten the week at all?
No, I wanted to see how the game went. What time we were going to get back before we set our schedule, and talk to the captains about it, talk to some of the older guys, and met with the coaches, and I liked what we came up with. I think that our kids, we stressed the right things about what they need to do over the next, not only last night but today, and in order to get back on their feet. And it isn't the first time that I've been around a team that's got back late. It's part of the deal when you go play on the West Coast, and as long as our kids are getting their rest and hydrating and doing what they have to do to recover from it, we'll be fine.
I think the quarterback has a goal through three games. I mean, what do you think of this game-to-game progress?
Our quarterback?
I think he's doing some good things. I think he's getting better. I do. I think he's made strides. He's not perfect. I mean, no, but no one is at this, at this point. And he's done a lot of good things, and he has some things he's going to want to take. He wants to take back, I'm sure, after every game. That you make your mistakes, you learn from it, you move on. But I'm seeing good progress. I'm seeing a good command. I think he's running the ball well, with authority. I think he's throwing it well, and for the most part, knock on wood, he's making good decisions, but like I said, at the end of the day, he's got to keep working at it during the week, keep working at the film study, and keep progressing. I mean, that's what it comes down to. He's still a young player that has a lot to learn.
Does it ever surprise you how just his arm strength?
No, I mean, I think he has good arm strength. He can make all the throws. He has to continue to keep getting more consistent with his footwork. To me, that's a big part of throwing the football. His arm strength is there. A big part of throwing the football is your technique, your footwork, your shoulders. You're taking the correct steps, whether it be a three-step drop, a five-step drop, all the different things that happen, both under center and in the gun. And that's a big part of it. And not going, being able to transfer the things that they're working on during the week to the game field, making sure with all the things happening around him that he's able to still stay with his technique. That's a big part of playing quarterback.
Well, he's a physical runner. And he seems to thrive off his physicality, running the ball. Would you like to see him continue that, or do you want to see him maybe take a slide here?
No, I think I wish he wouldn't try to hurdle guys. That makes me nervous when I see him coming down on his right shoulder. I'm not going to say 100% because I can't control everything, but I don't think you're going to be seeing that again anytime soon. But he runs hard. I think he's smart of when to take when to and when not to. And that's part of growing. But he's a competitor now. He's a competitive guy and has some physicality to him, but there's a time too, and a time. There's a time when he needs to go ahead and take a slide.
Would you say that explosive plays on offense kind of define what you guys are doing on that side of the ball?
No, I think what defines what we're doing on that side of the football is how a particular team is playing you and what their structure is defensively. And you play against the type of defense we did the other night, it's dictated. Certain things are dictated to you as to how you're going to play. I mean, it was unusual. They had a very unusual game plan, and especially as the game went on, I wanted to run the football some to keep the clock going because the game was going and I felt like the game was in hand, but the way they were playing didn't really lend to the running game, so to speak. But, you know, like I said, it was a very unusual game in some ways. But at the same time, I didn't want to just keep throwing the football. I didn't want to, it was a strange situation. But to a certain extent, you got to do what, you know. Sometimes you want to take what you want, but if a team is playing you a certain way and there are big plays to be had, you're going to take them. And, I believe that at the end of the day, a lot of it is to how a particular football team is going to play, as to whether those big plays are there, how you're going to approach it, and what your game plan is going to be.
You're listening to Bo Pelini's weekly press conference from Lincoln here on the Doug and Daddy Show.
I thought there were some very good things in the special teams area over the last 2 weeks, but believe me, a lot of things that after watching the film that we need to get cleaned up. And I think we've seen DeMornay is a guy who can do some things with the ball in his hand. I thought we blocked well for him. I thought we had a good plan and we executed it. And Fultz has been very consistent. We did some good things on the kickoff team, but we also had some errors that if we don't get fixed, they're going to hurt us down the road. And we had a couple errors on the kickoff return team that was a couple missed assignments and missed technique things that where I thought one in particular, the one we got out pretty far, we could have put that in the end zone if we had executed it the right way. We dropped a couple blocks. So, but overall, I'm seeing some good things in that area.
With the punt return unit, is that, have you tweaked it schematically, or is it just guys, in terms of not just personnel, but just collectively as a group, they just blocking it better and doing what they're being asked to do a little bit better than a year ago?
A little bit of both. I mean, but I think that, like I've said this before, I was probably being a little too conservative in that area a year ago, and we made a conscious effort to do some different things, mix some things up, give some different looks, and put a lot of time into it.
Those 10 to 15 yards you get on those plays, what do they mean over the course of a football game?
It's big. It's helped us in our field position, most definitely. You're not always going to be, especially in this day and age of the shield punt and really at times really having, six gunners on the field at one time. You know, sometimes you're not going to get an opportunity or as good an opportunity. But when it presents itself, when the punt presents itself, the time, the hang time, that type of thing, that you want to be able to take advantage of it. That's what we've been able to do. There have been some that, hey, good by them. They get a good punt. They get the good hang time. But at least we're fielding the ball. We're not taking minus yardage in that situation. And that's the key. But, when the situation has presented itself, with the kicks dictated, we've been able to make some yards out of it, which that's what you try to do.
It does seem, you talked about last year, just the first 15 yards was big for you guys, just to get bodies on, run with guys a little bit better. Have you noticed a difference there just in terms of engaging guys be better at the start of the play.
Yeah, I think we've changed up some things philosophically. Like I said, we studied it pretty hard in the offseason, and I think our guys have a pretty good understanding of it, and we're executing it pretty well.
Well, we faced
some things defensively. I thought we controlled the line of scrimmage very well the other night. I mean, you know, we played. I was worried about some, you know, certain things going into the game because of what we were going to do coverage wise, and our guys up front, our five. We played a lot of five man box. I mean, really, we didn't have to insert a lot of people into the running game the other night because we. Our guys up front dominated the line of scrimmage on defense the other night. And especially our ends played well, but our inside guys played very well. On offense, like I said, we faced a couple unusual defenses, things where, especially the other night, where, I mean, the amount of people they had in the box at times and the slants and the things that we might not ever see again, it's kind of hard to evaluate. In some respects, because it was they ended up in some looks, and some of them by mistake. That like one of those ones where you sit there and say, I don't know what I would tell that guy if we ever saw that again, because I've never seen some of it in all my years of football. So you know, it's that part of it's hard to evaluate. I think this week will be a good test. Very good in the first game. Like I said, in the second game, we had one guy after another taking their turn, and we didn't play well. But there were some big plays that we had. It was more technique and assignment in the second game, and it wasn't just one particular guy. We were getting movement in some areas. Like I said, there were some big plays to be had. But when you're turning guys scot free for whatever reason, you know. It gets clouded. It makes it look like the whole group, you know, didn't play well. But, you know, collectively we didn't play very well in that second game.
Miami's talent, I mean, can you see that on film, that especially on their defensive side, the front seven, the caliber of players they have, the kind of test they're going to provide your offensive line?
Yeah, I think they have good size up front. They have a couple of very athletic linebackers, and I think it'll be a good test for our guys.
What do you think of their running back, Johnson?
Good player. Runs hard. I mean, that's about all I see. I mean, I think he's a really good football player.
How big is he, though, and what they do in the success of offense?
Well, I mean, I think their game starts with their philosophy starts with the running game. I mean, they want to be physical, and they want to pound you some and kind of set up their passing game with the running game, like get some play action and some things down the field and make you have to honor that running game. And like any good football team, you know, you better control the line of scrimmage and control their running game, because then that gives you a lot better opportunity to dictate to them rather than let them dictate to you.
The first three teams that you played didn't try to stretch the field too much. That seems to be Miami's plan, though. They want to get vertical with the set and even their tight end. Just over the years, how well do you feel like your defense is set up to handle teams that like to stretch the field?
Well, we've been pretty good in the 6 years I've been here as far in pass defense and being able to take care of the. You know, the deep ball and make people have to go the long route. I mean, but to me, once again, that starts with controlling the running game. And, it becomes a little bit of a chess match when you want to and when you don't want to, and how you're going to set it up and be able to handle the running game, but still be able to make sure that, you don't put your guys on an island too much.
What have you seen out of their quarterback? I know he's a true freshman, doesn't have that much tape, but what have you seen out of him that maybe allowed him to start there as a true freshman?
Well, I think he's he seems very poised. Looks like he's very in control of the offense. Doesn't look like, really, the offense doesn't look much different than it did a year ago. And I know they had a veteran quarterback a year ago, but what they're doing, it's not like they've had to adapt their offense and change things and scale back. I mean, the same things you saw that they were doing a year ago, they're doing this year. So, I mean, obviously he's done a good job of learning the offense and executing.
Is he mobile?
I mean, he's maybe not as mobile as you, but he can run. I don't know. It's hard to say. It's not really a quarterback run offense. It's more of a pro style type offense. But I think he's athletic enough. He'll he's not going to be afraid. They get him outside on some sprints, some boots and things like that, where he looks athletic. But I would say that their philosophy is to have him, throw first. He's not a guy who's looking to get out on the edge and pull the ball down and run a bunch of zone read and that type of thing.
Hey, recruiting, what kind of weekend will this be for you guys in terms of importance, number of visitors you guys are bringing?
I've been pretty locked into the film room, and I do know we have a pretty good contingent of recruits coming in this weekend and the following weekend. So, an atmosphere, a night game helps you as far as that's concerned, being able to get guys, in on Saturday, especially when they're playing Friday night. And most of the time, this time of year, there aren't a lot of bye weeks in high school football this time of year. So in that regards, that the night game helps you be able to get guys in. And I think they're going to see a great crowd. I think it'll be important for us. We've had good success, recruiting, as far as getting numbers in this time of year, both our commitments, we have some commits that are coming, and we also have some guys that we're hoping to land, the more numbers you get, the better. I think there's some give and take, of what the best route is. There's some kids that are adamant they want to come to a game. Sometimes it's hard to get things closed, to close something, because a lot of times guys that aren't committed this time of year, it might be one of their first official visits because of the time, so it's going to go a while. So, we're always weighing the pluses and minuses of is it better to bring them on a game, which I think is important as far as Nebraska to sell this place, because I think they see the game atmosphere, they see the people, they see the tradition. But there's also the minus part of it is a number of those kids who aren't committed at this point, and it might be their first official visit, and you can't bring them back again. Is it too early to bring them in? So there's, I don't know if there's a right or wrong answer, but at the end of the day, if you have a kid from, especially a kid from distance who wants to come, you're not going to turn them down. And you hope that whatever impressions are made, if he's not going to be a kid who's ready to make his decision yet, it's going to be a long-lasting one, because he's going to see a lot of things between now and when the signing day comes.
Well, sometimes in fall camp, a coach, a certain non-conference opponent, maybe practice ahead a little bit with a couple practice periods or maybe a day on somebody. Did you do any of that for Miami this fall?
No, we didn't. Some of the things, we've spent some time on Miami in the off season, like we do all our early, most of our early opponents, and there were some similarities. So there, as far as what we were going to see, but we didn't get in and sit. And we, even when we do, there are certain things that are specific, that are going to lean us towards Miami. But we don't really ever say, hey, this is a Miami period. We don't go about that, but there's a lot of carryover and a lot of things we practice during fall camp.
Well, you've kind of touched on this already, but with Tommy, his numbers have been really good so far. Miami's not giving up much per play. I mean, given what you guys have seen so far from opponents, what's the, I guess, the increase in degree of difficulty that Tommy's going to get this week with Miami?
He prepares well. They're good defense, a talented defense. I don't know about what the percentage is or the increase of difficulty, but they're a good opponent. I mean, it's going to be a good challenge for him. But he, you know, it's not like this is Tommy's first rodeo either. I mean, he's played, started in eight football games a year ago. So he's basically played, when you add the three games he started this year, he's basically played a season now. So, you know, that obviously his experience helps him. And I think he's getting more comfortable as he goes. I really do.
Against Al Golden at all? I know you guys were around at the same time at Penn State and Ohio State.
When I played?
Yeah.
Well, I never played Penn State. I'm an old guy. I wasn't Penn State wasn't in the Big Ten yet.
Anything else for Coach?
Thanks, guys.